Sechtes Mikvois, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we learned about a situation where Gimel Lugin fell into a mikveh, and therefore in Mitakonas Chachamim, they create a psul on the water in the mikveh, the water which is the Megishamim water. And we learned what the Oifen HaTikun is, how this can be corrected, and when we can, when we are allowed to ascertain when the waters of the mikveh have cleared the psul and are now considered back to the mikveh status. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn a slightly different case, a case where the mikveh was filled with mayim she'uvim. So we're not talking about gimel she'uvim shenaflu. We're talking about a bor shehu molei mayim she'uvim. You have a bor that is full of mayim she'uvim. And let us just give numbers in terms of measurements. Let us assume that there are 20 so'im of mayim she'uvim in a bor, which are not kosher for mikveh use whatsoever. And now v'ho'amo, and there is a conduit, irrigation canal that is feeding megeshamim, rainwater, into the bor. And on the other side of the bor, there's an output, v'yoytzimimenu, and water is leaving the bor. And the question is when we can assume that this bor is now replaced, the waters which are she'uvim are totally replaced with megeshamim. So the Mishnah says, La'olam hi bipsuloi, we assume that this bor, this cistern of water, remains in a status of psul, ad until she yishchashev, that we can assume, we can calculate shelenishtayim in rishonim shloisha lugin, that there are no longer any three lugin left from the original mayim shuvim. So in our situation, where there was, let's say, 20 soyim of mayim she'uvim to begin with, and now, let's say, 40 soyim of megeshamim entered the bor through the amo, and now water is leaving. So we always assume a ratio of 1 to 2 parts, because 40 soyim fell in, and you had 20 soyim, which is a third of mayim she'uvim. So therefore, we always assume that all the water leaving is two-thirds mayim kasherim and one-third mayim psulim. So we have to calculate when there's enough water that left, that a third of it is going to be, when 60 soyim leave the bor, so then we can assume that the 20 of that 60 were the mayim she'uvim, and now you have kosher mikveh water without any chashash of gimel lugim. Perhaps a little bit before 60, because all you have to do is reduce the shloisha lugim to less than shloisha lugim. And the Mishnah continues. Shnayim shohim metilim lemikveh. Two people were pouring water, she'uvim water, into a mikveh. And this mikveh did not yet contain 40 so. Zeh loigu mechza. One person poured in a loigu mechza. Vezeh loigu mechza. Or, hasoichet es kesusay. We have mentioned earlier that besides the psul of she'uvim, there is also psul of tfisas yad adam. Water which is caught, which is absorbed in a beged, is not necessarily she'uvim, but if a human being squeezes the beged, wrings out the beged, and now you get the water to drip out of the beged, so that water got to the mikveh betfisas yad adam, which is also a psul, and also passes a mikveh betchilosoi, before the mikveh contains 40 soim of mayim megeshamim, it will also pass the mikveh begimalugin. So hasoichet es ksusa, a person who is wringing out a beged, umatel mimakoim esharve, and he is extracting water from different places on the beged into the mikveh, and he gets out three lugim, but they didn't come from one area. V'hama'arim in a tzartzor. A tzartzor is a small a vessel that has various spouts. and he pours from the tzaratzur into the mikveh, but umatl mimikoyim v'sarvi, he doesn't pour it out of one spout, he's pouring out of three different spouts. So in all these cases, Rabbi Kiva machshir, Rabbi Kiva had a mesorah that this is kosher, v'chachamim poislim, and the chachamim say it's possible. So now Rabbi Kiva is going to support his shita, because Rabbi Kiva understood, Amr Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva said, Le Amru, we don't find a lashon the chachamim matilin, when three lugim fall into a mikveh, they never use a lashon of matilim, which means it fell from various places. Elamatul, it was directed from one pour, from one place. And being that the cases we just mentioned come from various different places, it doesn't come out of one spout, or it doesn't come out of one place in the baguette. So therefore, this is not the problem of gimel lugim, because since only the Rabbanan, they only said it in a certain way. Amruloi, so the chacham said back to him, lekach v'lekach amru. There was never... We never heard a lashon the chachamim of either matilin or matil el lashanaflu. The chacham always discussed if it fell into the mikveh, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if it came from one place or various places. The main point is, it says shanaflu loish loish lugan, and since in these cases mentioned above, indeed three lugan fell into the mikveh, so therefore the mikveh is invalidated. However, we will see in the upcoming Mishnah that even according to Chachamim, there are various kulas in terms of nefila of gimel lugin to the mikveh. Mesechtes Mekvoyes, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So the Chachamim continue over here, and the Chachamim say, Mikli Echad, Oy Mishnayim U'Shloisha Kelim. Mikli Echad, if it falls out of one keli, Oy Mishnayim U'Mishloisha, or if it falls out of two or three, what we mean is one vessel. But two or three vessels, that's the source of the gimel lugim falling into the mikveh. So then we say mitzarfim. Then we combine it, and we can say that this mikveh is now possible because gimel lugim fell into the mikveh. However, umiarbo, let's say it fell out of four independent vessels, so then mitzarfim, we don't combine this, and the mikveh will not be a possible mikveh, because only if a loik shalom, or if it fell out of three lug vessels, will it pass on the mikveh? Again, being that this is a din d'rabbanan, so it was only said in this fashion, not me'arbo. And the Mishnah now goes on a tangent to other places we have a locha of mayim sh'uvim, but then the Mishnah at the end will come back to our locha and tell us further leniencies about the halocha of nefilas gimel lugim to mikveh. Ezra HaSofer was Mesaken, that a person who is Tumah, of Tumas Keri, so even though Divrei Torah are not Mekabel Tumah, nevertheless they placed an injunction on him to learn until he was Tovel in the Mikveh. Later on, this was reversed because it was a Gzer Shi'ef Shalamed Bo. However, there are some people today that still are Nizer in Tfilas Ezra. A person, even in the time of Ezra, it was stated at the same time that a person who's a Chayla, who couldn't for whatever reason be tovel in mikveh kasha, so if nine kavin of mayim she'uvim were poured over him, then at that point he would be allowed to learn divrei Torah. Another halacha the Chachamim said is that a person who is Torah, that on him fell most of his body, his head, or most of his body, three lugim of mayim she'uvim, he is tameh to the point where he's considered a sheni l'tumah. And if he touches Truma, Truma becomes possible. As we know, Truma becomes a Shlishi. So therefore, if he has a status of a Sheni, so therefore, if he touches Truma, he will pass the Truma. So the Mishnah says, Balkeri HaChoyla, Balkeri is a Choyla, which we allow a Tfila of Tisha Kavin. Shenaflu all of Tisha Kavin Mayim, that nine Kavim of water was poured over him. Or or a person who was tar, and we're talking in reference to Truman, we said that if three lugim fall on him of mayim shuvim, he becomes tamei, and he to the degree of a sheni l'tuma, which can then passel truman. So that halacha is only said mikli echad, if it falls from one vessel, or mishnayim u'shloisha, also either from two or from three. That is the maximum that we will allow to consider mitzarfim, that we can combine this and it's considered one unit. And in the case of a Balkeri, he will be tar. The nine kavim came out of a total of three vessels. And for a person who is a tar, who wants to touch Truma, It's only he becomes tameh if it fell out of one, two, or three vessels. However, me'arbo, if the combined amount came out of four different vessels, eimun stash, and then we don't combine it, and he does not become tameh. Now the Mishnah goes back to the previous halacha. B'med devarim hamurim, when do we say that two or three kelim amid sarfim, that's bizman shehischel hasheni, actually pasuk harishon. That's only if the second pour from the second vessel began before the first one stopped. That's when we can combine it. And furthermore, in the case of the mikveh, when do we say that we are amid sarf, bizman shele nischaven l'rabbis? When do we say the opposite, that we don't combine if it came from three or from four, or it's only if his chalishbrich, he started pouring before the last one stopped? That's only if the person was pouring in and was just putting it into the mikveh without any special intent. However, in Avol Neschavim L'Rabbis, if the person has specific intent that he wants to raise the level of the mikveh, and that's why he's adding the water, so then I feel a kurt of v'chol shana, even if he puts in a droplet into the mikveh before it has 40 saw, and he adds in drop at a time of mayim she'uvim, and then he finally added in amount, a total of 3 lugim, it will pass on the mikveh, it's tarfin l'shloisha lugim. In that case, we will combine it all, and even though it happened over a very long period of time. In reference to what the Mishnah said of Mischavin L'Rabbis, there are various shittas and rishonim over here as to what this means, Mischavin L'Rabbis. And basically, the most common pshat is which we will be choshish for is the Rashba. And he says that any time is being poured in b'kavana with intent versus falling in on its own, that's considered Mischavin L'Rabbis.